listening to The Ocho Man, Behind the Eight Ball, only on Ignotainment. I'm always on the old black pills for something. Without further ado, the one, the only, Ocho Man. I'm trying to live my life, and it
just makes me so wild and mean. Hola, muchachos, my friends. It's March 3. Behind the Eight Ball, Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball, and I got a great show for you guys out there today. I got a full cast today. I got my man Tony. I got Armand. He's up in Chicago. He's kicking back with us right now. He's going to be live with us. And our man Chris, production guy, he's always on the ball too. Glad to have you guys on.
Thanks.
Fantastic. Look at Armand on Skype. Isn't he handsome?
He is a handsome guy.
You see his shirt?
Yeah, what the hell's his shirt
say? It did say Branson, Missouri, but it's peeling. I've lost my what do they call that? That
Branson.
No, yeah. The emblem. They put
he
on
goes to Branson.
Yeah. I have a good friend out. In fact, it's her birthday today.
In Branson.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Kim.
All right, Kim, happy birthday. I'll tell you what, guys, this weather, I'm telling you right now, it's getting crazier. We're in March, and I still have to shovel snow. Well, I didn't shovel snow. I got to tell you guys what went down here. I'm taking a lot of heat on Facebook. I'm taking the heat from my family, my neighbors. I gotta tell you guys, I didn't shovel the snow. For the first time in my life, I didn't plow the damn snow. I had a truck come by, and they pushed all the snow into the deep driveway there. I tell you what, man, that's the way to go. It was only $75, you know? What the hell? How can you beat that?
Is that just for one plowing, or is that a month? You know? Is that a monthly rate?
No, that's just a one-time gig there.
$75?
$75.
Wait a second. You paid $75 for one pass? Like, boom, and that was $75.
Yeah.
You got ripped off.
One time, but you know what? It was good. It was good. They cleaned
it
up.
Oh, it works, and you should not be out shoveling snow in your condition.
You have a very delicate
heart. You know, most
heart.
Men have a heart attack shoveling snow.
Well, that's what I told my wife.
And you're right.
And
she told you to get out and go shovel the snow?
She said go shovel
the trying to kill you.
Snow.
And I she's trying to kill you.
You go to the box, you know, 2 minutes by yourself, and you feel shame, you know.
I did feel a little shame there.
You should feel no shame.
Well, were your neighbors angry because the snow was plowed into their property?
No. That's completely all right. He's got a kid. He breeds like 2-3 kids.
Neighbor?
Yeah, so he's out there shoveling the snow with his kids. And the other one's got this,
the blower.
I'm telling you. And I'm not paying $600-$700 for one of those damn things just to use it on occasion like that.
Well,
I agree with
that. Well, if you're paying $75, Tony, don't you think it's $75 a pop for plowing? I think it'd only take five plows
and you've got it paid for.
Right, I think you're getting close.
If you want the weather.
Yeah, as soon as I buy this damn thing,
it'll never snow again.
It won't snow.
So buy it and do us all a favor.
Yeah, no. Then we'll have global warming and we're all doomed.
Don't start that bullshit with the global warming again, prick. You know what? I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna come up with some facts and shit like that and come after you because I really think that. What about all the polar bears dying? They can't have any snow up there
because the polar bears. There are record numbers of polar bears in the north. Don't worry about it.
Really?
They're doing fine.
Is there really? Yeah, you know
and
that.
So are the
though,
seals
yeah.
and the walruses.
You've checked out the fucking polar bears, haven't you?
Is he a denier?
He's a denier.
Yes,
he is a global warming denier.
And there was no Armenian genocide.
Oh, Jesus. I'd like to cut that one, too, because this guy's a real prick. This guy's a real prick.
I wholly support you not shoveling the snow. On the record, I don't shovel snow.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's a man's health. He could drop dead right there in your driveway.
Right.
Healthy men can drop dead shoveling snow. If you want to shovel snow, send a 13-year-old boy out there.
You know, I used
$20
to do that.
And you and I are retired from that now.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there again, I think we should discuss, you know, kind of the downfall of the American adolescent. Because whatever happened to the days when I was a kid, we used to go around to houses and ask them, do you want your sidewalk shoveled and get like $5 for it? Didn't you do that?
$5. God,
they don't do that anymore, right?
Yeah, it was $20 when I did it.
Are you kidding?
This is late '70s. We didn't get $20.
You got listen. That was late '70s, though.
Unless it was prostitution, we didn't get $20.
Oh. Ocho Man,
which you're also familiar with, right?
Well, yeah. document.
You were a, no,
he's quite familiar with prostitution.
Yeah, the other way around.
Yeah, the other way around.
I had a riding lawnmower as a kid that you could attach a plow to.
Right.
So on a snow day, everyone in my town knew it's an opportunity to go make money.
So you went out there and took care of that, huh?
Yeah, $5, clean out where your car's parked.
You were $5 too?
Yeah, $5.
Yeah.
Yeah. By lunch you've made $50. $50 in 1983 money. Nothing to sneeze at.
Well, okay. Well, I feel better now talking to you two. So, but I took a lot of heat on Facebook that I'm taking the easy way out. This one guy said, I got a prosthetic leg and diabetes, and I still went out there and shoveled the snow, and I felt like shit there, too.
That's his problem, not yours.
Well, tell him to join Hitler's army and invade Russia, then, if he's got that kind of...
Well, he probably would. News over the weekend here. We had Ronda Rousey defeating Kat Zagana. Zagana, is it?
Zagana. Yeah.
In 14 seconds.
On YouTube.
Well, I got to tell you guys this, though. Is she the same equivalent right now to possibly a Mike Tyson?
I think she's more.
God, no fucking way.
I love Mike. Mike, you know me. I love Mike, but he never did anyone in 14 seconds.
17 seconds, I think it was.
Is that the record?
Frazier's kid.
No, that's like 31. Because I was at one fight where he fought some hapless guy. It was 46 seconds.
Right. He knocked out Michael Spinks in a couple minutes, right?
I think that was 91 seconds.
It wasn't long.
Well,
and that's boxing.
Yeah, but
she's doing the full mixed martial arts. But that's something.
Well, that's not anything near what Mike Tyson. When you get a goddamn song named after you, when Tyson's had by LL Cool J singing about you, you're nothing right now compared to Mike Tyson. I was wanting to see what your thoughts were on that. I'm not buying into this.
So you wanted to see if we agreed with you.
Yeah, exactly.
We agree. I loved Mike Tyson the fighter. Oh my God, did I love him. But this girl in her sphere of athletic, competition is out there on an island by herself right now.
Well, the thing is, if Mike Tyson was a heavyweight, and there are a lot of heavyweights out there, I'm not sure how many women, actually participate in MMA.
It's fun watching it, but I don't know if I should buy anything for 14 seconds to watch a woman.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, if you paid $50, $60 to buy it,
$60
and it was over in 14 seconds.
Let me ask you this. In your non-snow shoveling condition, would you get in the ring with her?
Maybe when I was in my 20s or something like that, why not? But you know what? It's a no-win situation. It's the same thing right now that you're seeing with – change the topic real quick, but I'll go right back to it. I'm talking about the Phillies taking on this Division II Tampa Bay college team. I mean, I don't even know why you'd want to play them. If you lose, then everyone's going to mock you that you lost to a Division II team. And my thinking on this one, taking on Rousey, a woman. Let's get this right. Because, hey, how about Kaufman? Andy Kaufman, remember him? He took a lot of abuse because he laid out a chick in the wrestling ring.
That was fabulous.
Yeah, that was fabulous. But at the time, it was...
That was all rehearsed, right? Wasn't that all set up, though?
I think she would beat all of our asses.
Including the pile driver that Jerry the King Lawler.
I don't remember.
Wasn't that all made up?
It was made up, but it was still awesome. Look, he still had to pick him up and throw him around the ring and all that stuff.
Wait a minute. Let's go back to what Chris just said a second ago. He said that she would kick our ass.
I genuinely believe that. Everybody in or out of this room.
Well, Lakin, she'd kick your ass with no question. Armand, I'm going to say that's a push.
Oh, thank
you. You in your current state. Ocho Man.
I'm telling you right now, gee, she could kick my ass right now. Yeah, now when I was back in my college days. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Well, let's go back to your...
Wait a minute. How much is 155 pounds more?
That'd be
300. Well, I'm not 300, douchebag. Turn this damn Skype off, will you? The prick's already showing his dentures at me and everything and getting pissing me off.
I know she'd kill me. In my current state, she'd obliterate me.
She would probably, yeah.
Now let's go back. Let's go back.
Do you think that's more of a cardio kind of thing? You know what I mean? She would just. Do you think if she hit you, she'd knock you out?
I think she'd have to do some sort of submissive thing. You know,
You're getting back into 50 Shades of Grey.
I think
again.
You want submission.
Submission, yeah, that's why I said submissive.
Yeah, that would imply that you're.
Well, that's not bad either. Every time I watch these chicks, I'm hoping something falls off their shirt
Me too.
You know, what the hell?
Right, I hope their spandex tears.
But some of them, I tell you what, man, they get that all hair braided up and stuff.
Some of them are
pretty,
though. Some of them are really pretty.
They're frightening looking. They're frightening.
Well, that's because, I mean, they're braided up and everything. But when they try to look feminine, they're actually not bad. Even that Ronda Rousey, she's not a bad-looking woman.
Which one did she take on in that reality show? She had a reality, a fighting, that other chick had. I thought she was hot.
What's the other gal?
Yeah, not this one that she fought about. Now. She had a wrestler. There was a UFC show. They had two teams. Anyway.
Right.
If you guys think of it, let me know. This Jesse Holly. Did I mention Jesse Holly here? I guess he's in my brain wave on this one. A former cowboy. Yeah, imagine that. The Dallas Cowboy. Former Dallas Cowboy who's 6'3", 215 pounds, says he'd love to take on Rousey and kick her ass. He played backup in the mid-90s, late-90s.
Didn't Ed Tuttle Jones box for a while?
Yeah, he did.
Didn't he go into boxing?
But not against women.
No, I think he fought males, right?
I seen him one time. He was boxing. I watched it. I was a big Ed Tuttle Jones fan, and he beat the hell out of this little Mexican guy. This Mexican guy.
Oh, I remember this, Ocho, man. This was like on NBC. It was like a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Because, like, Ed would just stand in the corner and basically throw a punch from there.
Or was it vice versa, or did he get his ass kicked by the little Mexican guy? I don't know what it was, but the way you seen it, it was unbelievable how Ed Tuttle Jones, just perfect name for him, too. He was so big, and this little Mexican guy, he was Mexican, too. I'm not offending anyone. He was from Mexico.
No offense taken.
Yeah.
But the guy actually wasn't that little. He was like a normal, size heavyweight or heavyweight, and you just get in the ring with Ed. He was 7'2" or something, wasn't he?
No, 6'9", right?
6'9"? Yeah, he was 6'9".
What was his
reach? I met him in Las Vegas. Nice guy.
Is he still around?
Yeah, well, this is about 10, 12 years ago, but yeah, he was a very friendly guy.
Really?
And
cool.
He is huge, let me tell you.
Speaking of huge guys, Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett, he's back in Minnesota. I don't know if you know Kevin Garnett, Armand, but Kevin Garnett used to play for Minnesota Timberwolves, and he's an NBA
player. Boston.
Then he went to Boston. Right, yeah. You're on target, and now he's back in Minnesota. And this guy here, his first game back, he decides to buy 500, well, 500, for 500 people, he buys tickets.
Oh, that's awesome. He's great. I love Garnett.
Well, like homeless people and
just NBA fans.
Anybody.
Yeah. And at the cheapest, and here's the thing about Minnesota, they didn't give him any break either on this one. At $21, let's say at $21 on the cheap side of these tickets.
You can get a basketball ticket for $21?
Sure.
Well, according to them.
More expensive than that.
Yeah,
no, you'll sit upstairs.
According to them, that's your cheapest seat that you got. And let's say he bought 1,000 of these because 500 people, he gave
$21,000.
$21,000 he paid for that. But check this out, too. KG's career earnings. You're not going to believe this.
I got to say over $100 million, right?
Will you say $100 million, Arma? Give a guess.
Well, if you're bringing it up, it's got to be more. I'd say, does this include endorsements and everything?
Everything. Ooh. His career earnings.
$250 million.
All right. Then you, Chris, throw a number out there.
I'm going to say $175 million.
His career earning is $315
million. Wow.
See, Chris made a bad Price is Right error.
Yeah, that's a showcase showdown loser.
$250 million in one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that how you do it in the...
Sorry, Armand, I haven't been to the game show boot camp.
Yeah.
All right, let's not my sordid past.
Why? You did great on that show.
And you know how I know that? I watched you on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire the other night for the first time.
Oh, you hadn't seen that, huh?
I hadn't seen it. I have now, though.
I don't know why the hell you were about to cry, though, little pussy.
You were awfully emotional.
Towards the end, he was going to cry on me.
I was a little misty-eyed, yes.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, what's he doing? You better not cry. Remember that show? You called me up, and you said, hey, if any sports pops up, I'm going to be calling you.
Wait, he was the lifeline?
I was
one of them. You could have five lifelines.
Yeah.
You have five people.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. He had me on. I kicked back, and, fortunately, he didn't need me. I love that guy you called in L.A., man.
Jeff?
Jeff was on target. And,
Jeff, that guy, he used to sit around, this was his hobby, sit around and memorize Billboard Top 40.
No kidding.
The charts.
He's another nerd like you, huh?
Great.
Interesting hobby.
I think the host had the hots for you, Armand. I got that vibe.
I think Meredith. There was a little rhythm there between me and Meredith.
I could tell.
What was you said? Weren't you on a show with Regis too?
I was, but I never got in the chair. They used to have the fastest finger competition.
You said Regis looked really
bad. The fastest finger competition. Regis looked very old.
Yeah, my finger wasn't fast, but Regis, he looked pretty beat up. Even that was back in 1999.
And they had all that makeup on him, huh?
Yeah. And he's a very short man. He's about like 5'4", maybe.
Oh, a tiny fella.
Maybe not very tall of stature.
Armand started in St. Louis.
No, Regis did.
Yeah, Regis, yeah.
Well, so did I, but yeah. Yeah, you got to start. You know something? I was just thinking since you were talking about when he gave these tickets. So who got the tickets? Is it a raffle?
I guess he randomly gave them out to 500 people out there.
You would think he'd give them to the poor, though, or whatever, right?
Doesn't matter. He doesn't want to
ride. He gave away the
either.
Tickets.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Come on now.
Just to show you guys how people beg in Los Angeles. This happened to me last time I was in L.A. I was at the Ralph's, which is more or less, people in St. Louis would call
it's a supermarket.
Schnucks.
Yeah, Schnucks.
Yeah, the Dominick's up here in Chicago. Anyway, I was at the Ralph's waiting at that self-checkout thing, where you check yourself out.
Yeah, right? yeah, go ahead.
Anyway, some lady comes up and goes, can you give me $2? And I turn around, and she said, I have dog food. It costs $53.51. Can you imagine that?
So wait, the Skype broke you up there. It cost $53. She had $53 in her budget, and the dog
food cost $53. She only had $51, and she wanted to bogue $2 off me.
Well, why didn't she get a cheaper fucking dog?
That's
brand?
What I just said no outright. If she had asked me for $2, I need to eat. I'm hungry. I probably would have given her $2.
No, but the dog has to get the $53.
Right. She's got a $53 bag of dog food. And she only had $51, and she's trying to catch $2 off me. So I said no.
Categorically. Pissed off the dog, too. Remember?
That's the way people beg in L.A. It's a little different
good
from St.
Grief.
Remember the guy back in our days when we used to bet with our guy in college?
The guy that didn't pay us?
Yeah, well, the different story to this one. You may not know this one, but I walked in on this guy. One time, he's sitting there with his dog, living room, and this dog is in tune, watching the game just like this guy is. And I'm like, fuck, this dog really loves the sports, doesn't he? And he goes, nah, he knows if I lose, he doesn't eat tonight or he doesn't eat tomorrow or something. So the dog's watching this Santa Barbara versus West Coast
Santa
game,
Cruz.
It was unbelievable. And those late night games, those were so much games that you just try to get your money back. There's no rhyme or reason those games should be bet late night like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, the West Coast games like San Diego State against Boise or something.
Late night basketball.
Back conference.
Hawaii games taking on Hawaii taking on Texas El Paso. I'm telling you right
Alaska
now.
Anchorage.
Well, in any case, those are the good days, huh? Especially
the dog had a lot riding on that game.
Especially running into your guy. Your guy didn't even pay whenever he lost that prick.
Yeah, I fixed Ocho Man up with a bookie.
Yeah, when we were in college, I mean, everyone had a bookie back then, And I can't believe one time we finally hit something good, and
We were up about $600-$700. He didn't pay us.
Oh, of course, Nicky Santoro method.
Yeah, we didn't
foolproof.
Do it,
not very scientific. When you lose, you don't pay. When you win, go and collect.
Yeah, you guys remember that? That was a great movie.
Casino?
Casino was a good one. In other news, this one just totally threw me off here. This multimillionaire religious guru named Gurmit Ram Rahim Singh. Singh or Singh?
Singh, I don't know. Probably.
Persuaded around 400 of his estimated 50 million followers. That's what we need. We need this guy. Chris, make it possible to get this guy on our show. This is the kind of guy we want on our show.
That'd be good.
Let's
for the
book
ratings.
Him.
Let's book him.
50 million followers.
50 Jeez. Million followers.
What'd he get him to do?
He got them to cut off their own testicles to bring them.
Don't say that. You can't. Don't say that word.
To bring them closer to God.
That'd bring it closer to something, won't it, Armand?
I prefer God keep his distance.
Yeah, no kidding.
My
yeah.
God.
How many out of the 50 million did
50
this?
50 million, and it's good networking because 50 million, you're talking what, less than, what percentile are we talking there? 400 cut their balls off.
Right. Well, 1% would be what, 500,000? 1% of that would be.
Of 50,000.
Would 5, be 5,000.
1% of that would be 50.
Yeah.
So we're talking, what, one. And I don't know. We're going to go about six or seven decimal places here.
Yeah. Still 400 people cut their own balls.
Yeah, that's
off.
A lot.
And just to be closer to
God.
Did
they do it all at the same time or just.
I have no idea.
Is this self reporting? Or
No. They went.
Hormonal castration?
They went to the hospital. They had their. They had their nuts cut off.
Well, at least it was done under sterile conditions.
But now a couple of them are coming back into the courthouse and saying, hey, man, we were pressured to get our balls cut off, so we didn't want to get it. Now, how the hell did he pressure you?
I have no sympathy for that.
No, I don't either. How did he pressure you out of that 50 million to cut your balls off? I want
Remember what was it, 78, the Jonestown Massacre? Remember?
Yeah, that was weird shit. They drank
they
poison.
Them. They had them at gunpoint. Yeah, made them drink. And it wasn't Kool-Aid, by the way. It was Flavor-Aid.
I thought it was Kool-Aid.
Flavor-Aid. Yes, that's right. That's why, when people say drink the Kool-Aid,
they should be saying drink the Flavor-Aid.
Should be the Flavor-Aid.
Yeah, how about that? To me,
anyway,
Ocho Man, this story almost sounds like a Mortimer and Randolph Duke. Does this guy, Singh guy, have a brother?
Yeah,
because if he does, it sounds like one of the bets that like the Dukes would make in trading places. Hey, let's see how many people of our followers we can get to cut off their balls. I say we can get 1,000. No, that's too much.
I kind of like it. I kind of like this guy.
How many?
I like how he can convince 400 people to cut their balls off, and he's got 50 million followers. This is the type of guy I want on our show, Chris. How do we book this pajama guy?
You have to commit to cutting your balls off.
I'm Tony. We're going to say you're going to do it.
No, well, you can say it, but it ain't going to happen.
Jimbo. I think he volunteered earlier.
Wow.
I have seen you have appendages cut off your body before. I think you're a candidate for
appendages? What the fuck's he talking about?
I've seen. Look, Armand, he before has come in with some growths. I have seen.
What the fuck are you talking about? I've seen you without your shoe, and it's a fucking sight of a travesty.
No, I've seen the growth coming out of your back, and I've watched it.
Back? What the fuck is he talking about?
I watched it get sliced off with an X-Acto knife. In fact, I have a picture of it on my phone.
Yeah, please do. I'd love to see it.
Yeah. He had a growth coming out of his rear quarters.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I know what he's talking about. That's when I had that little fucking wart thing, right?
That was looking like a finger.
It was a little wart thing. And
it looked like a little finger.
This is what went down on that. This is really, since you're going to bring it up and I got females that were once liking me on the show are now disgusted by me. But I had a little wart thing on my ass. I didn't want to go to the hospital to get it off.
Me?
No, hell, you were in L.A. getting something done. Okay. In any case, I asked a couple of guys in the office here. They told me to bite on the stick. I brought a knife, and we just cut the damn thing off.
I got to say, he took it like a man.
It was something we had to do.
All over the place, huh?
It did bleed a little bit. There was a little blood in there, sure.
Well, I had a friend of mine come in. Of course, I have a foot clinic, and I had a friend of mine came and had a little problem with an appendage in his nether region, and
in
I had
what
an easy
region?
Electric needle on him.
What?
The nether region, the pedendal region.
Where's he talking about? Give me a pop-up version.
Like his crotch. I'll tell you, those
his
tough.
Crotch. Why can't you just say crotch? Why do you got to always fucking use words like that? You know, I'm getting really sick and tired of these fucking big words you use. You know, you're getting on my fucking nerves, you punk.
His external genitalia. Anyway, he had some papillomavirus.
Tony, what's that one?
Burned them off.
He said I got an STD.
Okay, so what'd you do to him?
I'd say he's more of a man than you are.
Oh.
He hasn't had the opportunity to have an STD cut off
yet. Why do I want that?
You were trumpeting about how brave you were and how well you took the surgery, for lack of a better word.
I bit on a stick, you prick.
He did.
He had nothing to bite on.
He did. I went outside. I did break a stick off a tree, brought it in. He bit on it.
And you know what? You could have brought a fucking stick that didn't have a bird shit on it either, you know?
It was spring.
It was that. And then they dropped alcohol on the... On the ass of the part there. I mean, this was a very...
That was very clinical.
No, on my ass after they cut.
It was done under strict sterile conditions.
I'll tell you what, this was a clinic. This was a clinic. Clinic
but these
procedure.
Guys had their, these guys who got castrated actually went to the hospital, though. They didn't
well,
do it by themselves.
Yeah, but now we're talking about me. Mine was much more... I'm glad you brought that up because that was a while back. I forgot all about that.
I can't imagine even under anesthesia having that procedure done.
Oh fuck! You wake up, you don't have balls. Big deal. It's not like you got your dick cut off, right?
It's similar.
It's testicles. Big deal.
Big deal.
I mean, you could still. Fucker, I'm not that sick that I'm going to answer.
I got you. But I'm just saying that you could still get aroused, right?
Yes,
you don't become a eunuch, right? Is what I'm saying.
No, that is the definition of a eunuch.
I think the eunuchs are that. I don't know though, but I'm going to have to look that up because
eunuchs aren't. They get that
obviously if you had that. So that kind of defeats the purpose of being a eunuch. Even though you couldn't get them pregnant.
Eunuchs were eunuchs strictly to make sure that they didn't get the maidens pregnant.
No, eunuchs were little kids, man.
So they wouldn't have sex with them, though.
Yeah, but there's no chance of the king's wife having a baby by someone else.
Eunuchs, true. Eunuchs were from India, too, weren't they?
The eunuch was for the harem, though.
Yeah.
He was the guardian of the harem.
Yeah, guarded the harem.
And they played flutes.
They did. They're always playing a flute.
They play flutes and little guitars. I'm telling you. Hey,
speaking of guys playing flutes and guitars, you see the picture of those three guys that got married?
Yeah.
In Thailand. One of them had a little ukulele. They were taking their wedding pictures. You see that?
A eunuch is a man who has had his balls removed.
His balls? Oh, castrated. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was.
I'm telling you, because
I thought it was his Pepe.
They know they could. they know they can't stop the women in the harem. So what they insured? I want you to look this up, Armand. What they insured is that there would be no pregnancies.
You're probably the foreman of cutting shit off like that, weren't you?
No. In a past life?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's the guy.
But they,
I can see Tony.
Hassan Chop.
Hassan? Yeah. Man's a born.
That's what they wanted to insure. So that the bloodline, that what they really were insuring is that the bloodline was absolutely pure. So whether this was in India
but you're talking about the harem, though, Tony. I mean, what the harem, most people are.
Fuck. Tony's
those kids
up.
Are not in line for anyway.
The harem kids?
Right.
Well, it depends what harem you got. If you got a Turkish harem and all those brothers and sisters, they grow up and they kill each other. And becomes the new...
They throw another bonus treatment on that. They kill Armenians, too, on that.
Well, you know David Cameron, the Prime Minister of England?
Yeah.
He's a direct descendant of William IV by his mistress. They call her Mrs. Jordan. Yeah. So he's kind of a... Son of a bastard kind of line.
Oh, he's a bastard. He's a bastard royal guy.
He's a conservative. He's a good guy, but that's he's not a legitimate heir to the throne. But he
by law, he's not a legitimate heir. But he's part of the bloodline. All I'm saying
William
is, if you chop the nuts off of the guys guarding the harem, whatever goes on in the harem, you don't care about. You can rest at night knowing none of the girls are going to wind up pregnant by these guys.
Hey, Chris, what the fuck's this all about now, huh? Why can't she just wear a chastity belt? Well, you got to cut the guy's balls off?
Well, you could do that, too. Imagine if you were the grand poobah.
Yeah, but now you got to cut the locksmith's balls off.
If you were the grand poobah, Ocho Man.
I would. Grand poobah,
you
were
the
grand
water buffalo, grand poobah. You got your harem over in a corner.
Yeah.
You look. You got 20 of them stashed away. You got to guard them.
Yes.
Now,
20,
what do you
much of a harem.
What do you want to know?
King Solomon had 900.
Yeah.
900 broads?
Yeah, yeah, 900 concubines.
Yeah.
And they were all hot, probably, huh?
Oh, hot Jewish gals. Oh,
oh
boy.
God, they can't beat that.
Those are Israeli
gals. You've always loved Jewish chicks, too.
I have. I've always had a, yeah.
You're just walking the beach at Tel Aviv just looking for some action, aren't you, Armin?
That's where I'm going to find my wife. That's where I'm going. Haifa.
So you could rest easy at night knowing that one of your harem isn't going to come up with a, you know, a little bundle of joy that's
How
not yours.
How happy are you, though? You just got your balls clipped off.
No, you're the grand poobah.
Oh, I know
You're all good to go.
But I can't have a conversation when I'm walking by these guys. Hey, how you guys doing?
I wonder if that was that voluntary or did somebody have to be?
Well, think about it. Think if the grand poobah of the Water Buffalo Lodge here said, here's the catch. I'm going to have you guard the harem. Here's the price.
Mm-hmm.
Those are going to have to go goodbye. We're going to have to ditch those. In return, though, I'm not going to ask any questions about what you're doing with my harem. Because I know there's not going to be a pregnancy as a result of it.
Why can't the grand poobah, why can't he just have 20 of you? And that way, I got no worries. I don't think the broad will be on you at all. I think we'll be safe.
Yeah, that it doesn't work.
No, yep. It's got to be.
Nope. Right. It's a proven fact, people. Screw who they're close to.
I wanted to get your opinion on the three husbands.
I don't understand the story.
I don't
Did three guys
three
marry
guys
each other?
Married.
Oh, so it's a plural marriage.
I don't know what you would call it. Polygamy in one sense. I don't know what it's called. There's even a name for it.
I think they were all Asian, too. They looked Asian.
Yeah, they're all Thai. Three Thai guys.
Well, okay, are they Thai ladyboy guys? Or
well, of course, it's a gay marriage, but it's
no,
a
no,
three-way
no.
marriage.
Well, I mean, do they have breasts?
Are
they like from The Hangover 3?
No, they're all wearing tuxedos.
No, they look normal. I checked it out.
I wouldn't say normal.
I mean, they look like guys, though.
Do they look like Jimmy Wan from Good Morning Vietnam? Are they shiny green suit guys with comfortable shoes? What are we talking about here?
They did kind of look like that guy from Hangover, the one that was, you know, get kidnapped or whatever.
Well, in any case, that's...
Well, are you for... I mean, that's... I think that's the you know, crazy about gay marriage, et cetera. I think that was the fear that, you know, people would start marrying three and four people and animals, et cetera. Not that that's going to happen, but where does it all stop? Is
yeah,
okay
but who the fuck cares, though? I mean, to me, and I know my listeners out there may have a problem with this, but... If you're gay or whatever, you're gonna hook up with some guy. I don't care how they.
Yeah, but what about having three?
Okay, three. What's the big deal with three? Well, you wouldn't mind having three chicks, would you?
What happens if you're the boss? This guy's boss. He's got two husbands. You got to put them on your health insurance because they're his. You know, there are his spouses.
That's Thailand, though. I don't know how they.
I know that's
that
what I'm saying.
There.
But if it was here.
No, okay. We got to have more strict rules here. But that's the same thing as we have here with the. A wife and a husband, or two. I mean, you can't have three. How are you going to have three? Is
well,
what I'm saying.
You can. That's
well,
what
in
I'm
Thailand,
saying.
You can.
Well, if it's happening in Thailand, although I think I did read there were three lesbians who were trying to get married in Massachusetts last year. Did you see that story?
No, I didn't check
same
that
thing.
One out.
Same thing. Three women wanted to be married.
See, no one's opposed to that.
Well, I'm not opposed
nope.
to them.
No one's opposed to that.
But
get three chicks in Massachusetts.
Marriage, though, there are certain legal ramifications.
Oh, I got to say, look, I'm not throwing everybody on my company's health care plan. Pick one.
Okay. Well,
or divvy it up 50-50.
Could you have, for instance, two couples that wanted to marry each other? So you have like a quartet.
See, it doesn't stop. You're right. I
well,
mean,
it,
look,
where
it doesn't
stop. Ocho, man.
Where?
At eight? I mean, that's your ocho.
Well, look, man, I don't have anything on that because you know what? It's like if they're gonna hook up, they're gonna hook up. There should be a law saying that hey, we can't allow this on our insurance, but you guys could marry. Or you're talking more economics on this one, right?
Right, I'm talking the legal ramifications. Yeah,
right.
Who cares if they want to do whatever they do?
Yeah, that's that. And me, I don't give a shit. And another thing here is this thing that. With this dress thing, I mean, I had a big...
Oh, the dress, you can't tell the difference?
Yeah, I had a big fight with my wife about this, and I'm like, I'm seeing this as blue and black or whatever, and
right.
she's...
it was gold.
She's seeing...
Oh,
gold. You're that type too, huh?
It's fascinating. I'm absolutely fascinated by this one.
I'm telling you, there was nothing to tell me that was gold and white.
When she brought the picture to you, Och.
Right.
And you immediately said blue-black.
Yeah, my kid.
Same thing. I did the same thing.
My kid said the same thing.
Blue, black?
Yeah, my youngest.
Said white gold.
Well, there's a white gold, but my youngest one, my 5-year-old, agreed with mom.
Yeah.
And the 14-year-old agreed with me. And it's like we thought of each other a little nutty.
I was ready to have my wife to the ER because my daughter's looking at it, I'm looking at it, son's looking at it, and we're like, Melanie, if you aren't seeing this as blue-black, something's wrong.
Yeah.
And I didn't know the extent of what was going on in social media. My daughter just comes downstairs, shows me a picture of a dress, says, what color is this? I say, it's blue and black. And I did say, yeah, I could see.
How the hell does that work, Arma?
I was reading an article about that, and apparently it has all to do with the perspective of light that's striking it from where it's coming, and then so much of it is in the eyes of the observer, obviously.
Yes. No,
I don't know. The article really didn't illuminate it for me.
I also heard that
I don't understand it.
The people that are more realist are seeing the gold and white.
Oh, you think it might be like left side brain, right side brain kind of thing?
Yeah, and the people are black and blue are more on the artistic side of life. That's what they said. That's what I heard. So I don't know if there's any truth to that or not.
I think that one might be a little bogus. I've read the scientific ones with the rods and cones. And if you have trouble in dim light, you're probably going to see white and gold.
So there's nothing left, right, or anything like that?
Well, the article I read, and this is an interesting how they explained it, they actually had a chessboard, and they had a piece on the chessboard, and it threw a shadow on a white square.
Yep.
And you would think, for the life of you, you would think that white square, and it compared it to a black square, which wasn't in shadow, and they were the exact same color. But there's no way you would look at that picture and think that white square was as dark as that black square.
Wow.
It's fascinating.
Just because of the perspective of the shadow or whatever. It threw off all your perception. So you're not seeing it correctly.
Color perception, that is. I saw another one, Armand, where they had two tiles, and one clearly looks gray on top, and one clearly looks another color, white, on the bottom. And the instruction said, stick your finger right between the tiles, and as soon as you do, like that, snap, same color.
Hmm. And you perceive them as the same color?
Yep. Yep.
Well,
just because when you take that effect, it's fascinating what we actually see.
Huh. And other news here, I just ran into this one.
It's still gold and white.
Oh, whatever. I see black and blue.
They showed the real dress. It's blue and black.
Okay.
The lady who made it came out, and here's the dress, and it's blue and black.
No, really?
Yeah, it is.
What color is Ocho Man's hat? What is that?
It's gray.
It's plaid.
Oh, on Skype it looks gold and white.
Oh, shut up,
dude. I see more blue.
That must be his forehead.
This is a nice hat here. I can't believe you don't like my
refraction.
Hat.
It's a good lid.
I always wear this hat. It's my good luck hat. I always win with this hat. So, fuck you, huh?
Oh, all right. Well, I hope so, because I'm going to take your picks today.
All right, and I'm going to take your picks. How's your stock market do, by the way?
Bank of America's doing good.
Oh, yeah? It was a good play then.
It's up about 25, 30 cents, and they got the stress test Thursday after the market, so you might want to get in now.
Really? And you know what? When you gave your stock market pick, my day, I gave them 3-1 that day on my NHL. So...
All right, keep it up.
We're doing pretty good. Elsewhere in the news, Dez Bryant, they just locked him down on a, what is that? The franchise player.
Tag.
Yeah, franchise player.
Did we ever find out what his name really was?
Desmond.
He told you that before. But
Desmond.
Actually. Now my Cowboys seem like, you know what? No, I'm telling you guys this right now. This is going to sound crazy. But Marshawn Lynch is not very happy in Seattle.
No, he's not. He's disgruntled.
He just got on Turkish News. I don't know why Turkish News.
Wait, he won't talk to the American press, but he goes to the Turkish News.
For your disgruntlement.
No, he went to the Turkish News,
Turkish news.
He says,
quick, get me an Istanbul radio station.
I want to get traded. I'm going to go to Al Jazeera.
Yeah, well, in any case, he gets on Turkish News. And he says, we should have won the game if they gave me the ball. All they had to do was give me the ball.
He's
right. He's not, I'm telling you, he's not letting this thing go. And maybe not too. I agree with you. But in any case, He's not letting it go, and Seattle's getting a little ticked off by this guy a little bit too.
It looks like, just on paper, just knowing the running style, that looks like a huge fit.
We're in Dallas?
Yes.
And why not? I mean, now you get through the franchise tag on Dez. Now you can say, hey, you know what, DeMarco, you can walk, because now they're talking to Lynch on this one.
The only reservation I have, and it's not about Murray. I believe in the NFL running backs are becoming pretty interchangeable. I'm worried to how, if I'm a Cowboys fan like you are, Ocho Man, I would worry about how a player of Dez's temperament would take the franchise tag. Because some players have not responded well to it.
You know what? He originally said, I'm going to stay. He did not like this at all. I mean, he was pissed off about it. But now I think his agents come around to talk to him about, hey, there's going to be a lot of things turning around between now and July. So,
is he a free agent? Can he leave?
No, he can't leave on the franchise tag. Yeah, you're with that team, and you get paid on the top, excuse me, the five top average
at the
top highest pay. Then you get the average amount, which comes out to be $12.8 million.
But it's not market value.
It's a moot point. Then he's not going anywhere.
No, he's not.
Unless they want to release him.
But
no, they won't release him. I think they will release DeMarco Murray, though. Now they'll say, you know what, you want to test it out? Go ahead. Go out to free agency and see what you can come up with.
I mean, look, they've got two options. I mean, you bring up Lynch, fascinating option, and Adrian Peterson is still sitting out there.
Not at that price tag. I don't think Adrian Peterson is going to go. I think he's going to stay in Minnesota because I don't think we can afford to pay him $12-13 million.
Who's we?
Dallas. I don't think they can come up with that. So
yeah, you might be cap strung there.
Yeah, so I don't think it was a wishful thinking. He wants to be part of Dallas, great, but he's going to have to take a pay cut to come to Dallas. And when the smoke clears, who the hell wants to take a $4-5 million pay cut to play somewhere? Huh?
Well, I thought Peterson was going to, right?
When
the smoke clears, you're saying.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if I'm Dez, do I want to play for maybe $4-5 million under what I could
Let me give you guys another fact, though. A lot of people want to play in Texas because there is no income tax there. So they save a hell of a lot of money.
They save it on only
playing in Texas.
But here's the misnomer. They only save it on 8 games because professional athletes do pay taxes on their road games. So it's a real burden, like for baseball.
I'm talking about income, state income tax.
State income, but yeah. when you go and earn your money on the road, say if you're a road game in Baltimore, you're paying Maryland taxes.
Yeah, you have to file income taxes in that
so
state.
Baseball players have those state, is it W-2? Mm-hmm. State W-2s. I mean, they can have 20, 30 of them over a course, you know, of a career.
Well, I mean, like when, what's his name, won the British Open or one of those big, whatever, in Scotland. They took, you know, England took their...
Oh, they take a huge chunk.
Oh, they took a lot of money
from England?
Phil Mickelson.
Wait a minute. England takes a huge chunk?
Yeah, they took their money, too.
Taxes. For the British Open? Yeah, the taxes are massive.
Yeah, the taxes are huge in England.
So let me get this straight. So you pay taxes there, and then when you bring that money back across
whatever's
the
left,
ocean...
you pay taxes on that.
You're kidding.
No.
And
that's your social contract.
You've paid...
You're not going to get obscenely wealthy winning the British Open or Formula One races unless you're in Monaco or Wimbledon.
Well, yeah, the French, I think it's 75%. Their highest tax bracket.
And that's why you see a lot of sporting events.
You're fucking kidding.
No, we're not. This is why Monaco exists.
Gerard Depardieu left. He went to Belgium.
This is why bands, you know, all those bands you love from England in the 60s, this is why they all went to France and then Monaco, because it's a tax haven.
Yep,
they could record, distribute, and make money and not pay that huge, I mean, it might have been even higher, Armand, than 75% back then. I mean, the Rolling Stones became a French band, literally, at one point. Their great albums are recorded in the south of France, either in Monaco or
why wouldn't you
want to
be there anyway? All the hot chicks, a beautiful beach. I mean, they're wearing string bikinis out there. That's the place to be, man.
Where's that?
Southern France, South Beach in France.
Huh.
What do you think, Chris?
I would love to be there.
I'm telling you, it may not beat your Malibu. Yeah, it beats your Malibu.
Oh, it's the south of France.
How about Miami, South Beach?
Yeah, you know, that's all right.
Copacabana, Rio de Janeiro. Yeah. A lot of
I'm not a big South Beach guy.
No, me either. I've been there a lot of times with horses. And
yeah, you're a South America guy. You like South America.
Who's that, me?
You.
You know what? Starting to cut back a little bit on my South American trips, but it may pick up soon again.
Take me with you.
Man, last time I was down there, though, man, I was in Peru. This hotel that I'm staying at, they don't fucking put a thing on the ground.
In the
bathroom.
Carpet? Oh, shower mat.
A shower mat. I fucking slipped backwards. I slice my head open. Guess what? Ocho Man gets Ocho fucking stitches. I get 8 stitches to my head. I'm laying down there, man. I'm naked. I fucking had a miserable time.
You're naked. You're wet. You're bleeding.
I'm bleeding.
Oh, it's perfect.
How is that perfect?
Oh, you're in South America.
It's like 50 Shades of Grey all over again. 50 Shades of Grey Lima.
50 Shades of Ocho.
did your wife see that, Tony?
No.
What? His wife check out 50 Shades?
Yeah,
Nope.
Why is that?
Not interested.
She's not interested?
Nope.
I thought they were all interested in that. Did she read the book?
Nope. Again, this was one of the... It was pressed on her by friends. Oh, come on, you got to read these. And she was like, no, I don't care. She doesn't She doesn't read anyway. She reads magazines.
Maybe your thing is spice up your marriage, you know, your connubial life.
Oh, Jesus, I don't want to see those two fucking at all. I'll tell you that right now.
Hey, listen.
Hey,
The sight of him taking that blister off your ass,
He did not take any blister off my ass. It was a little wart thing. That was
a
like,
boil. It's a boil. A peduncle.
It wasn't a boil, because a boil, I would have died. Oh. Boils are...
Yeah, you would have... That's pain.
Boils
that's
are pain. Painful.
Actinic keratosis.
It was a little skin-like thing.
Actinic keratosis.
Whatever the fuck you just said. Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was.
Diagnosed, you didn't even see it.
I think we're getting close to...
Did you send it off to a biopsy?
What's
that? Did you get a biopsy?
No, why would I have a biopsy on that? It was just a...
malignant.
Oh, get out of here. What the hell are you drinking there, cowboy?
Just a little concoction of my own.
What are you, Viking?
A rock star.
Viking.
Drink on my drinking horn. A little mead.
Hey, you watch that show Vikings, right?
I love that show.
Do you know what I found out about Vikings?
Tell me.
If you're watching it in America, you aren't seeing the whole show.
Why is that?
They have edited out the good parts.
The sex parts?
In the European broadcast of the Vikings show and the Canadian broadcast... There is nudity all over the place, and you aren't seeing it.
Hold on, let's hear this. Listen to that. That's my show. It keeps getting crazier, though.
Where do they shoot that? Where's that shot?
I'm telling you, this shit shot in up
in Australia. That's where they did Spartacus.
No, not Australia. Why the fuck would they shoot the Vikings in Australia?
What's the matter?
You got desert in
it's Vancouver,
Australia.
Probably.
They shot the movie, The Vikings, in California.
Fuck. Unbelievable. I can't believe a man of your scholar.
Scholarship.
A scholarship.
Anyway, you need to get a different version of the show. If you're getting it from American iTunes.
How can I help that?
I think you need to get it from Canadian iTunes.
Canadian iTunes.
You got to figure out. Look,
yeah,
we got there are tech people who will help you do this, but you are not seeing the whole show.
Because you know the stuff that's on iTunes and Netflix and everything, it's not the same here as it is. Like if you go to Europe or to Canada or anywhere else, everything's different.
That.
Yeah, sometimes they release stuff earlier in Europe. You know, than
you're
going
to have to rewatch the whole thing.
Oh yeah,
because I'm told not only
I'm not going to rewatch.
Yes,
anything.
You are. Yes,
bullshit.
You are. Because you remember Armand? Do you watch True Detective?
No, I don't.
Okay, Och, did you watch True Detective?
Yeah,
oh,
I did.
Remember the scene
that.
With the...
You gotta watch that. You'd fucking love that.
Sex scenes.
Remember the scene with the girl and Woody that just took the internet by storm?
Yeah.
They say in Vikings, the scenes that are deleted for the American broadcast...
We're being cheated.
...are as good as the scene from True Detective.
We're being cheated. Unbelievable. Unbelievable with this shit.
It's not right.
Well, I tell you what, I got...
Outright censorship.
I've changed it up a little bit today, boys, because I've got 3 emails from my fans out there, fans of the show. So I've cut down our game to one word and one thing that's happened in this date in history.
Okay. Three words was too many, huh?
Yeah, because I got like three emails here that I got to run by you guys, so it's kind of cool. All right, our first word is...
our only word.
Our only word is obstreperous.
Obstreperous.
Obstreperous. Obstreperous. That's it. Let's go with Tony first.
Well, obstreperous.
Yes, that's what I said.
I know this one.
I'm going to say it has something to do with related to the eye or vision or seeing unclearly.
Well, how many fucking words are you going to throw in there?
Well, I'm just trying to give you a definition here, pal.
All right. You're done. Chris?
Okay. If I'm thinking of the right word, it means like loud or noisy or hard to control.
It.
Got it.
That's correct.
That was it. Noisy
Boom.
Or unruly.
That's
all
correct.
Right. So we've got a... Well, we're going to say Armand knew that because he said that's it. So we got 1-1 and we got 0. And here's our bonus question. This is a good question, by the way. March 3, 1996, IBM. Let's start off here. Anyone
what, is that a question?
IBM. Something that has to do with IBM.
Watson plays on Jeopardy.
No.
Okay.
This was something
IBM?
Big. Yes, this had something.
You mean like the computer company?
Yeah,
like
that's
the computer company.
That's
IBM?
The computer
company. Business machine.
Okay, so the
something
date was
went
what now?
Down. Something went down. March 3, 1996, with IBM.
They had a stock split.
No, and yeah, obviously you guys aren't going to know this. So let's move on here. Deep.
They sent an email.
Oh, Deep Blue.
Yeah.
Oh, the chess.
Yeah. Well, you had your chance. Now let me fucking tell the people what it was. All right.
I
said IBM.
Said no.
He did not say.
Watson
anything.
Is a byproduct of
Watson.
Deep
okay,
Blue,
yeah.
But
Deep
it's
Blue.
Not Deep Blue itself.
Well,
so
it's
yeah.
It's like Garry Kasparov, right?
I'd like to say it now. If you don't jump in with your big jug of fucking whatever hell you're drinking, there, Viking. March 3, 1996, Deep Blue beats Kasparov in chess. Now, this was very significant because I watched...
Kasparov's Armenian.
Yeah.
He is?
Yeah, he's Armenian.
Oh. Half.
Half Russian, half Armenian.
Did he ever beat Fischer, or did he ever play
never
Fischer?
Played.
Never played? Okay.
And
Fischer was a nut.
Well, Kasparov kind of played this one against... against Deep Blue, and they said in a what is that? The kind of like in a crazy, unorthodox manner. That's how he beat this computer. And
this was a rematch, then, right? Because he beat it once.
He played again. Actually, I think it was he beat the IBM three times, and Blue tied him two times. And they gave Kasparov $400,000, and I think Kasparov was very pissed off about this. What the hell's going on here?
It's Deep Blue.
Deep Blue is contemplating a move.
All right, fucking turn our R2-D2 off here, okay? But what they said was
this
that
his cousin,
the people from Kasparov's corner, said that there were people behind the curtain. That were making a lot of calls that were hands-on. I watched a special on this that were giving play-by-play to this Deep Blue. They were actually programming as it was going to,
I don't think there's anything wrong with that, is there?
No, because, yeah, there is, because Kasparov said, if you're going to use a computer to beat me, then use the computer. Don't have people... Behind, there's so many theories, so many shit that went down
but here's
on this one.
I play chess a lot, and the theory was that a chess computer is only as good as the man who programmed it. And if you're playing against the guy that's the champion of the world, it shouldn't be able to beat
you. The idea of Deep Blue,
I guess that doesn't apply anymore, because they routinely beat these grandmasters now.
Was the idea then, though, that the computer was learning?
Or was it just following programs based on opposition moves? No, because he took on Deep Blue in 1989 and he beat it outright. So this was, IBM's new version. This was their new mega thing that's going to take down Kasparov. What were you going
to
say, Chris?
Checkers.
No, I was going to say I have to.
Cannot lose.
I actually have to. You know that?
Hang on 1 second here. What do you got
to
say?
I have to agree with the Ocho Man here. It's like, you know what I mean? If the computer is going to go up against the guy, you got to set the computer up.
Right.
Allow it to play. If it loses, it loses. But
exactly.
You know, adjusting it as you go, I don't think.
That's what Kasparov's people were saying. Why are they still getting into it? If they're going to let me play the computer, let me play the computer. But they found this to be, and IBM tried to avoid so many of these questions. I mean, they took right after this event, they just they took off out of there.
I'm siding with Ocho Man here too. That if you're going to play an artificial intelligence, that intelligence cannot be constantly supplemented by human intelligence during the process.
Right. But
my point is, how can they make it better?
Well,
fly, so to speak. They're not just, I don't know. I'm not sure how much of a disadvantage that is for him.
Well, they shouldn't have to.
Unless there are a bunch of grandmasters right there helping it out. I don't know.
And that's what, they said that's what they had, too, behind the curtain.
Oh,
they were,
I thought they were just, computer.
No.
Whatever.
Armand, I want to ask a question, though.
IT guys.
You play a lot of chess?
Yes.
Do you think that playing chess, especially at the ultimate level, has driven people insane? Do you think it drove Fischer insane? And because there's other grandmasters who have also been like completely off the rails.
Yeah, but I don't know. There are, if you're going to ask me that, I would just say that genius in general is to be mad, is a sort of madness.
Madness.
I mean, look how many people in all forms. Which is why we're so sane, because we're mediocre.
You guys remember
that?
Is
that your final answer?
You guys remember that pitcher for the Detroit Tigers back in the
Bird?
Yeah, he used to talk to the ball. Mark Friedrich.
Which one was that?
The Bird.
Mark Friedrich.
Yeah, he used to talk.
And he died.
To the ball.
He's dead.
Well, I didn't say he was living or dead. I just said he talked to the fucking ball.
He talked to the ball.
That's all I said there. He probably died talking
about
it all.
He was nuts.
No shit. We got some emails here. We got three emails from our people here. Chris gave to me.
Schumann, the composer. He was screwy. He threw himself in a river.
I got you. I got three emails. Hold off on your Schumann. Threw me off right there. Okay.
Sorry.
We got three emails from our listeners out there. Thanks for getting this to me, Chris. This was cool.
Hey, I do what I can.
Our first one is, I don't think this is his name, but he's called himself Joel Kane from Indiana. First off, I would like to tell you I am a huge fan. Well, thank you, buddy. I love listening to your show when I travel. I want to take you back in time to the 1990s. These were a few ladies that got me through the awkward teen years. I was curious how the Ocho Man and the guys in the studio would play this grouping. I have added a twist that you can actually kill too. Have you heard of the game Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Oh, yeah. I've heard of this.
We've got, these are the four that he's given to. Pamela Anderson, Jenna Jameson, Carmen Electra, or Jenny McCarthy. What about you? You go first.
Start in inverse order here. McCarthy? Kill.
Kill McCarthy.
Yeah, she's an anti-vaccinator. She's if there can be a female douchebag, it's Jenny McCarthy.
All right. Mary? Pamela Anderson, Jenna Jameson, or Carmen Electra?
Electra.
Carmen Electra you would marry?
Yep.
And who would you fuck?
Not Jameson.
Well, Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, hepatitis
C, you would.
Oh, no, I didn't. Now, see, that's a little info not divulged
Man. It's there, though. Everyone knows Pamela Anderson has hepatitis C, but that's the route he took. What about you, Chris?
I'd just murder all three of them.
Come on, I know you're married. You got to go.
No,
with
okay,
it.
Let's see.
You got to play. You got to play the game. Do it for Joel Kane.
Yeah, no, let's see. I agree. I would murder
Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah, Jenny McCarthy.
Then you have Pamela, Jenna, or Carmen.
I think it would be the same order as Hubert.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Tony's going 2 for 2 on his play here. And you. God knows what you got.
I'd marry Pamela.
Marry Pamela?
Fuck Jenna. And I'd kill Carmen.
Kill Carmen. So you're leaving Jenny McCarthy out, huh?
I'd fuck her, too.
That's my boy. Well, you know what? I'm a big Pamela Anderson fan, so I would probably fuck Pamela Anderson. I don't care. I'll go get a vaccine or something like that.
Now you're
don't ask
sense.
McCarthy for one.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would.
We are kindred spirits.
I would marry Carmen Electra. And
so you agree with me?
And I would probably kill. Probably Jenny McCarthy as well.
Man, see? Everybody wanted to kill
Everyone
Jenny McCarthy.
Wants to kill her.
Well, because I'll tell you what, Jenna Jameson represents what every little boy, teenager, should turn on a porn to watch. Because this is the quite a woman here, Jenna Jameson.
She can teach you a thing or two.
But as hot as Jenny McCarthy is, she just got 4 kill votes, yeah, which proves almost, that no matter how good looking you are. Somebody's tired.
No, yeah. He wouldn't kill.
I'm going to kill Carmen Electra.
Now, you know, I almost sold her a vehicle once.
Really?
Yeah.
How was she?
Yeah, I never actually spoke to her. I spoke to her husband, the guy she was married to at the time, who was the porn guy.
Right?
Yeah, he was a douche.
Was he a douche?
Yeah.
Was she around at the time?
Yeah, I don't know.
Was she in the car or anything?
No, it was actually over the
I don't
the
think
phone.
They brought in a trade-in.
No. I wasn't selling
LA,
cars, actually. I came
home one day.
Hang on, Armand. You're jumping.
I have a better story.
Yeah. Anyway, I was auctioning. I was auctioning this vehicle on eBay for charity, and it was Osborne's car. It was Jack Osborne's car.
Oh, you were auctioning that?
Auctioning it off, yeah, for charity, and it was autographed for the whole family. And she wanted to buy the car, but she never bought it. I mean, it's $100,000, so maybe she didn't have $100,000.
I'm sure she did. What about you? What are you jumping in there? What do
well,
you got?
Yes, I was interpolating here. That
go ahead, Armand.
I came home, and my roommate, who sold antique furniture, was on the phone, mm-hmm. and having one hell of a row with somebody, hung up, and he said, "You know who that jackoff was?" And I said, "No, I obviously don't." It was Vanna White's husband, who was supposedly a real cock.
Vanna White's husband.
Vanna White's husband
has a real cock.
Real jerk.
No, is a real.
Real
yeah.
is
a real.
Is a jerk.
I know. Our next email here is from Gary from Columbia. Is that Columbia, South Carolina, or Missouri?
Columbia, UK.
Or maybe from South America.
Yeah, South America.
Anyway, it's Gary, so he's probably one of the two. Probably from Missouri. I have a question for you here, Ocho Man. Would you salsa dance naked with Michael Sanders? Oh, he's from Missouri.
Yeah, definitely.
Would you salsa dance naked with Michael Sam on Dancing with the Stars on national television to spend a weekend locked in a room with Sofia Vergara?
Who's that?
Oh, modern, is it Modern Family? Colombian babe?
So I'm going to dance. Okay, so he's asking me if I'm going to dance naked with Michael Sam to be with a weekend locked in a room with Sofia Vergara. And I seen this chick. She is hot. And you know what? As long as Michael Sam's doesn't get behind me or anything like that, I'll dance naked with the son of a bitch. I don't care. I'll dance naked with anyone. How's that sound,
Gary? Would you marry Michael Sam's and another man?
I just told you. I just said I dance naked. I didn't say I'm going to touch him or anything, douchebag. I'm just saying I want to be with the Sofia Vergara because I think she's very hot. Yes, Gary from Columbia, I would dance with Michael Sams. I don't think Michael Sams would want to dance with me after that wart story on the ass, though. Our third email here. God, I love getting these emails. Where did you find these guys? This is great.
Yeah, keep them
I think they found us.
Probably in the email inbox.
Yeah that's...
It was actually my Gmail.
All right, smart ass. To the Ocho Man. This is from Bruce in... Look at this, San Antonio, Texas. Can you believe that? San Antonio, Texas. Bruce, you have mentioned a few times that you played football. If you don't mind taking a trip back to your playing days, could you give a little background on your playing day? Oh, fuck yeah, Bruce. This is my type of question.
Oh, what, I knew he'd like this one.
What position did you play?
Tight end.
Where did you play? And, of course, were you any good? Yeah, I was pretty good, Bruce.
I'd take those in reverse order if I were you.
If I had a guess, you played some small school, 8 versus 8. No, not 8 versus 8. Smartass, Bruce.
8 versus, he thinks you're from Nebraska.
Touch.
And then he said, on a small field, played wide receiver on a team that was on a run only. Bruce, that was bullshit,
Bruce.
Do you
want to keep those emails coming?
Yeah, thanks for that.
That's Ochoman at Ochoman.com. Ochoman at Ochoman.com.
I'm not going to even answer that, Bruce.
Yeah, I wouldn't dignify that.
San Antonio prick you.
They don't even have an NFL team. What do
no,
they
know? Yeah. What's he know? He plays 8-on-8. We don't even
have a college team.
We don't even have an 8-on-8.
They have the Alamo Bowl.
Yeah.
They have to
get a bowl game to watch football.
Oh, well. Hey, what's your stock play for today there, Armandi?
I'm watching Celgene. It's down about $3. Might be the time to jump on it.
Oh,
CELG,
yeah. CELG is a name
Celgene,
for that?
Yeah.
All right, beautiful.
It's going to 130.
So that's your big play. And you want to remind the people what you gave last time?
Bank of America, it was I believe it was about 1581 or 82 last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Today it got up to about 1615, so it's up a couple percent.
That a boy. That a boy. And you know what?
Bank of America.
I got to tell you, I did pretty good that day, too. I went 3-1, and we're getting winners for everybody on the stock market and out in the betting-wise, out in the sports world, too. And here's my big plays for today. Give it to me, baby.
Get ready. Get set. It's time for the Ocho Man's Big Picks of the Day.
Bad to the bone, my friends, when you go 3-1. And you know what? This is free service. You can't beat that. I give you guys free games. These are the Ocho Man plays. And I tell you what, we haven't had a bad day yet. I mean, honestly,
Jinx!
Okay, yeah, don't put the Malaika on it.
I know, but the only bad day we've had was in the Super Bowl, and we had I forgot, but we were one game below on the Super Bowl. Everything else we have won, and we've been over 500, and it doesn't stop today too, because the Ocho Man's coming back with this NBA one standout play here. Let's take Atlanta over Houston. Houston's without Harding. He plays a big role in that lineup. The line has shifted from -4. It's went up to the -9 right now. I say get this one early, because if you don't, this is going to rise up to 11.5. I like this game here. I like Atlanta. I like the shift. It's a legitimate shift on the numbers here, -4 to -9. And I also like the under on this one, 199.5. I'm looking at this one being 110 to 89. 87 type of game here. We're going to be right under the 199.5, my friends. So that's what I got. I got the under on the 199.5, and I have Atlanta winning this one. That's a little better play for me on this one, the -9. But don't let this get out of control. I think this will definitely get up to -11, 11.5 before game time. And our NHL, I got two NHL plays for you guys tonight. And NHL has been where I've been making some money for you guys out there. And this one's the New York Islanders visiting the Dallas Stars. The Stars, well, hell, they've lost their last 6 games, and they're averaging 5 goals, giving up 5 goals in their last 6 games. They're giving up a lot of goals. The Islanders coming into this one are fresh. They've had a couple days rest. I'm looking at this one being all New York here. The visiting team here wins this one 5-1. I got the over on the 5.5 here. I'm just worried. One thing I'm worried about this one is Dallas going to score anything in the goal? I mean, are they going to put anything in the net? And that's my only problem. But I definitely think it's a New York Islander win, and I love the -1.5 on the puck here. On the over and under, tread lightly, but I like the over on this one. Like I said, I like a 5-1 game, 5-2 type of game here. I like the over on that one. Our second game, I'm still riding high on Tampa Bay's cape, my friends. I like Tampa Bay. I've been betting Tampa Bay. I've been betting Tampa Bay and Nashville all throughout the year so far, and I've been doing very good. I like Tampa Bay in this spot against Buffalo. I'll take the minus 160, and I'll lay it on this one. I like Tampa minus 160, and I'll take the puck line here at -1.5, too. I'm telling you, you got three teams right now in the NHL that are really hot, and there's one other team, too, that you're trolling. I like betting against Chicago right now. They're proving me otherwise. They're not playing right now, but that's not one of my games. I like the St. Louis Blues. You guys got to focus in on the St. Louis Blues, the Nashville Predators, and the Tampa Bay's Lightning. These are three teams that constantly keep in your radar here because I think they'll make you some money in this NHL. That's what I got for you guys. You guys got any?
Anthony Mason died. We were going to bring that up.
Yeah, that was really sad because that was part of our era. That was Michael.
Well, yeah.
That was Patrick Ewing.
It's the
Stark.
Great. I mean, look, in my lifetime, it's the only great era of Knick basketball.
And that ain't much, though.
That's not much.
They made the finals once, right? That was it.
And, you know, look, Anthony Mason, he was – look, that team, I think they had Mason and Charles Oakley at the same time. That is some scary personnel because those
were – they weren't really killing them either.
No. I mean scary, like literally scary. Like you don't want to be in a dark alley and have – Charles Oakley and Anthony Mason coming at you.
Oakley always hated people anyway. I mean,
he did not like anybody.
Oakley did not want to be in the – I tell you, a guy that didn't want to be anywhere, and he was always pissed off, but he always came off as a good guy was Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen just was always that Daffy Duck that did not want to be behind Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny was Jordan.
Look, here's on Anthony Mason. The man has his name in a Beastie Boys song.
Yeah, anytime you have that.
You
yeah.
have made it.
That's what we're talking about.
And I think the line, Armand, is got my hair cut correct like Anthony Mason. And, if you hit the pop culture like that, you've done something.
Yeah, you're a good call on that, Armand. Way to bring him up because I did forget about Anthony Mason. And that was one of the players that, I got to tell you, was a New York Knick. Whenever you talked about the New York Knicks, it was a Anthony Mason back then. So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, good player. Good player.
Rest in peace, buddy.
Damn shame.
You did show us a lot. Anyway, that's our show for today. Thank you, Tony, for coming in.
You got it, my man.
Chris.
Thank you.
Great work again.
Thank you, Ocho Man.
And Armand, what are you doing up in Chicago anyway?
Working on a script.
Working on another script there. All right, my friends, we will be in tune with you a couple days from now. Stay together. Hey.
Yeah, if you want to find the Ocho Man, Ocho Man on the website, OchoMan.com, on all social media, the iTunes store, be sure to leave a rating and review, and OchoMan@OchoMan.com.
Keep these emails coming. Even Bruce, you prick from San Antonio. I appreciate that. Yeah, I did play football, but in any case, I love these emails. Keep coming our way, and we will be in tune with you guys next time. From the Ocho Man and the crew, we are out of here.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go. Come on.
The Ocho Man, behind the eight ball. Only on Ignotainment. Leave us your questions and comments below this podcast in the comments section of the iTunes Podcast Store.